Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 364, Love to the Heavens. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Psalm 57, verse 10. Stay with that for a moment. Don't rush past it. Let it find you. David didn't write this from a palace. He wrote it from a cave, in the dark, surrounded by men who wanted him dead. And yet, his first word to God was not despair. It was praise. It was trust. That is what real faith looks like. Not the faith that shows up when everything is fine, but the faith that is born in the tight places, when the pressure is real and the walls are close. And what did David see from that cave? He lifted his eyes past the stone walls, past the enemies, past his own fear, and he saw the steadfast love of God reaching all the way to the heavens. To the heavens. You know what that phrase means in the Hebrew? It means there is no limit you can measure, no ceiling, no edge. No matter how much you have failed this year, no matter how heavy this year has felt, His mercy is greater than all of it, greater than your greatest mistake, greater than your deepest disappointment. And His faithfulness, it reaches to the clouds. It hovers. It holds itself over every single circumstance you face, above the fear, above the doubt, above the weariness of this year's end. He was not faithful only back then, in the Bible stories, in the chapters we grew up hearing. He is faithful right now, today, on this second to last day of the year, while you listen to this voice. And if you still need proof that this grace is not just poetry, look at the cross. In Jesus, that boundless mercy took on a face, a name, a story. It didn't stay in the heavens as a beautiful idea. It came down. It stepped into our reality, into our suffering, into our shame, and gave its own life. God's grace is not a concept. It is a person. It is Jesus. So, my friend, what are you carrying into this second to last day of the year? Regrets? Dreams that didn't happen? A tiredness that built up slowly, week after week? David shows us that God does not hold His grace back for the glorious days, for the moments when life is clean and bright. It is available right now, right where you are, exactly as you are. And that is why I have one thing to ask of you today. Before breakfast, before you look at your phone, before anything else, say out loud one thing you can thank God for, not for what you did, not for what you achieved, but for who He is, for the love that reaches to the heavens, for the faithfulness that holds to the clouds. Let that gratitude be the first thing that opens your day. Let it open this second to last day of the year, because when you declare it out loud, you are doing what David did in that cave. You are choosing to see past the walls. You are proclaiming that God is greater, and that changes everything. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.